It's funny what we remember about books and what we forget. Plot, setting, characters, even the author and title, you can be hazy on all of them. But if you read and loved a book when you were young, you might still remember, even decades later, where and when you read it and how it felt.
My name is Quan Barry, and I'm the author of We Ride Upon Styx. And the book that I'd like to talk about that affected me quite a bit as a writer is White Fang by Jack London. I have to admit, I haven't read White Fang probably since I read it when I was in seventh grade. I was 11 years old. I have this memory of sitting in the house that I grew up in as a child. I had my own bedroom. It was tiny. It had a red rug. And I have this memory of lying on the floor on my stomach reading White Fang for seventh grade English. For those of you who don't know, so White Fang, basically very similar to Call of the Wild. It's a book about a dog in the Yukon or somewhere in Alaska, you know, and the adventures that this dog has. The thing, though, that I remember, and again, I was 11 years old many, many years ago, like more than 30 years ago, like 35 years ago or so, I was, you know, this is when I read this book. I have a memory, though, that it was the first book that made me cry when I finished it. I can't even tell you what happened at the end. Like, I barely remember. I'm like, does he live or die? Or I don't even know. Or I think White Fang might, not to be a spoiler, but it might be the kind of thing like Son of White Fang goes on, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't really remember. But I just remember crying. And I didn't realize that literature could do that to you, that you could read something and then like cry about it. It was such a new experience to me. So it's interesting that I remember that. I don't even remember the story itself. I just remember my reaction to it. And that's the reason why it stayed with me all these many years.
That's poet and novelist Quan Barry on Jack London's epic story of a wild wolf dog, White Fang. Spoiler alert, White Fang does survive the brutal hardship of the Yukon wilderness and gets a happy ending in sunny California. I'm Anne Strangechamps. Bookmarks are brought to you by To the Best of Our Knowledge, and there are lots more in our podcast feed. You can check them out at ttbook.org/bookmarks.